Radio Prague News.
The Czech coalition government has lost its majority in the lower house. The finance ministry has worsened its forecast for the country's GDP to 1.0% contraction this year. And in tennis, Tomáš Berdych has advanced to the third round of the indoor Paris Masters tournament. The Czech centre-right government has lost its majority in the lower house of parliament after an MP for the seniors' coalition Civic Democrats quit the party on Wednesday. Civic Democrat deputy Radim Fiala, who along with five of his fellow Civic Democrat MPs refused to back government legislation increasing VAT rates, said he quit over disputes with the party leadership. He will, however, retain his seat in the lower house. The government now has 99 MPs in the 200-seat Chamber of Deputies. Prime Minister Petr Nečas said Mr. Fiala was running away from his responsibility. Labour and Social Affairs Minister Jaromír Drábek of the Topo 9 party officially quit the government when President Klaus on Wednesday accepted his resignation. Mr. Drábek announced his resignation earlier this month in the wake of a scandal surrounding his deputy, whom the police charged with corruption. The Topo 9 party has proposed former Senator Ludmila Millerová for the post of Labour and Social Affairs Minister, a choice yet to be confirmed by the Prime Minister. The Czech Finance Ministry on Wednesday worsened its forecast for the country's GDP. According to the revised prediction, gross national product should contract by 1.0%, down by 0.5% from the previous prediction in July. Next year, the ministry expects the Czech GDP to grow by 0.7%, down by 0.3% from the previous forecast. The ministry said an expected decline in household consumption was behind the worsened outlook. Some 2,000 trade union members from a leading Czech mining company, Czech Coal, staged a protest outside the government building in Prague on Wednesday against a bill that will ban the expropriation of land for mining. The draft legislation has already been passed by Parliament and is to be signed into law by the President. The protesters said that the bill would lead to a decline in mining and to a loss of jobs, particularly in the depressed region of northern Bohemia. The environmental group Greenpeace, however, accused the protesters of promoting the interest of Czech coal management, as they did not react to massive layoffs by the firm in the past. Health Minister Leoš Heger on Wednesday revealed a new health insurance directive for the year 2013, which will cap the salaries of doctors and health workers in that year. Mr. Heger expressed regret over the plan, but said the system was running in a deficit, which had to be removed. The directive also limits healthcare expenses and obliges individual health insurance companies to spend only the amount they levy on health insurance payments. The move is in breach of last year's agreement between the ministry and the doctors' unions, according to which the salaries were to grow by 10% next year. The Japanese company Panasonic announced on Wednesday it will close its plant in Žatec in northern Bohemia and lay off some 590 workers. The firm, which launched the production of LCD panels in the plant in 2007, quoted strategic considerations as the reason. The decision to close the plant in Žatec will reportedly not affect another Panasonic operation in the Czech Republic, a plant in the western city of Plzeň. And in tennis, Tomáš Berdych defeated Italy's Andreas Seppi 7-6, 6-2 at the indoor Paris Masters tournament on Wednesday and advanced to the tournament's third round. The fifth-seeded Berdych had to overcome some difficulties in the first set but scored five aces in the second to wrap up the match in 1 hour and 40 minutes. In the next round, the 27-year-old Czech, ranked sixth in the world, will play the winner of the match between Francis Richard Gasquet and Kevin Anderson of South Africa. And finally, a brief look at the weather. The spell of sunny weather should only last until Thursday, when overcast skies and rain showers are expected. Daytime highs should range between 5 and 9 degrees Celsius. My name is Andrej Trenec, the end of the news.